From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least two people were killed and dozens injured in clashes following demonstrations over the ouster of South Korea's president. Tens of thousands of South Koreans occupied a square in front of an old palace gate in Seoul to celebrate the ousting of President Park Geun-hye. That came hours after the country's constitutional court removed her from office over a corruption scandal. The crowd cheered to speeches and swayed to music Friday night, but angry supporters of Park continued to scuffle with police in the streets near the court. Two people died, dozens were injured in the clashes. South Korean lawmakers voted to impeach Park in December following allegations that she colluded with a longtime confidant to accept money from companies and allowed that friend to secretly manipulate state affairs. European leaders at a meeting Friday were divided over the idea of accepting a multi-speed Europe, threatening to deepen tensions at a Brussels summit later this month. The idea of multi-speed allows some member states to go faster or slower with European integration than others on certain policies and topics. EU Council President Donald Tusk said the main objective should be maintaining unity.
It is clear to all that there are inside and outside forces trying to destabilize the region. We are not naive. That is why leaders reaffirmed their unequivocal support for the countries in the Western Balkans and the European perspective.
France, Germany, and Italy back the multi-speed Europe concept, but Poland and its former communist neighbors fear being left behind in that process. This is VOA News.